Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, bringing you the latest from the industry on behalf of Financial Services Online. In sustainability investment news, Perpetual, the Australian investment manager, is squarely focusing on environmental responsibility. They've recently committed a cool $60 million to the UK-based Osmosis Resource Efficient Core Equity Fund. This substantial investment is aimed toward resource-efficient businesses with the goal of achieving risk-adjusted returns. CEO Ben Deer believes this fund appeals to environmentally conscious investors. Since its launch in 2017, the fund has yielded a return of 30.69% over 3 years. No easy feat. With this commitment, Perpetual effectively increases Osmosis Australian assets to a staggering $2.4 billion. And reinforces its dedication to sustainable investing. As we edge closer to the federal budget announcement of 2025-26, Viridian Advisory has illuminated concerns over superannuation, aged care, and cost of living pressures in a pre-budget survey. A whopping 82% of advisors indicate that changes to superannuation, including extra taxes on accounts more than $3 million, are a primary point of engagement. But amid the upheavals, clients are keeping a fairly neutral view of the forthcoming budget. Meanwhile, the looming issues of aged care, housing affordability, and economic volatility only add to the budget's intrigue. Viridian's Brett Arnold cites the utmost need for policy commitments on childcare and Medicare, asserting the industry is fundamentally geared up for whatever economic shifts the impending budget may bring. Vigilance is heightened in the credit domain as the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, flags compliance concerns with small amount credit contracts. ASIC released a report revealing significant issues of compliance plaguing credit providers in our country. With a decreasing volume of smaller credit contracts and an increased issuance of medium ones, the report bubbles up concerns and urges for a firmer adherence to obligations implemented in 2022 and 2023. A new era of firm regulatory scrutiny is on the horizon as we strive for a credit market that's fair, responsible, and prevents predatory lending. In another sector of finance, Insurance Council of Australia reveals a worryingly steep rise in car theft claims. Certainly a concern for all of us driving on Aussie roads. The claim costs have almost doubled, yes, doubled, skyrocketing from $218 million back in 2015 to a concerning $428 million just last year. Queensland and Victoria are feeling the brunt of this hit, with claims opening up $113 million and $140 million whole, respectively. This concerning trend not only impacts consumers, but shapes the path for the insurance sector and influences premiums. Well, that's all from our daily financial services news wrap. Stay tuned for more industry updates, and remember, for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs, head over to financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, wishing you financial stability and success.